Sportsnation.com.
One part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights to go. The president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Saturday night, right now,
that's what it is.
The greatest 2 hours of radio in the entire galaxy. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
If you start
got
with
him
that,
shaking his head early.
If you start with that, then
got him shaking his head early.
That just puts it. That's like.
No, but it is.
That's like. Can you stop yelling? It's like Obama expectations.
Because no.
I am the greatest. I will be the greatest. This will be the best ever. Let me be clear.
Well, let me be clear.
And you have nowhere to go but down.
But let me be clear. Stephen Baldwin here. The unequivocally the finest, most hysterical, fun, zany, wacky, kooky, on my side of the equation, of 2 hours of radio you can have in your entire existence. Now, Kevin, being the, oh, I'll be nice to him tonight, the realist, I guess, that he is.
I am. I'm a realist. That's very fair.
And the radio genius that he is.
Well, that's unquestionable.
The guru, who without him, the house of cards collapses.
And it is a house of cards,
but the
friend.
Lord works in mysterious ways. I just look forward to the day when, you know, Kevin gets some rare bird flu that doesn't kill him, but just like
well, thanks.
Puts him in bed for like 3 months. And I got to do the whole thing without him for 3 months. Our ratings would skyrocket.
Hey, my work here is done. Have a good night, guys.
Peace out.
As long as ratings are good and we sell advertising, I go home and sleep perfectly well. The new Saturday night Stephen Baldwin show right here.
It'd still be Baldwin.
Stephen Baldwin live.
We check in with you with your bedside manner now and again just to get an occasional...
I just have to call every now and then just to say things like, well, how many minutes will I have this segment?
Yeah.
Just to say things like that.
Oh.
You had to be listening last week to fully appreciate that little contribution.
Yeah, and there'll be more of him to come in the future.
Well, are we on? Okay, how much time do I have now?
You know what he said to me? I didn't tell you what he texted me later.
That he had to stop for commercial breaks. I get the feeling not many people tell Alec to stop for a commercial break.
He goes like this. He texted me after it was like, I'm driving home.
Yeah.
And he texted me, he goes, your schedule sucks. That's what he said. I said, well, it's regular radio.
Hey, guess what, Alec? We sell commercials.
We need to. We don't have big mama... Mac Daddy, Pimp Daddy.
MSNBC.
No, but, you know, Capital One, you know,
yeah,
backs him in a lot that he does.
Well, that's, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got that going for him.
What's wrong with my earphones?
Your chair's messed up. Your ear.
My chair. Somebody jacked my chair bad before we came in here tonight.
It's an evil plot, Kevin.
It is.
Yeah.
You want me to get bird flu?
I didn't say that. See, here you go again.
Wait a minute.
I never said wanted you to get bird flu.
Did he not just say that? Okay.
I said it was.
Our audio guy said
I
you said that.
I did not say that.
You said that.
Don't agree with him.
We can roll the tape back.
Your checks.
We can roll the tape back.
He's got everyone here in fear of the fact that he signs the checks.
That's what it is. Nobody could actually be telling the truth.
I said, wouldn't it be great if you got bird flu? That's not the same as me, you know, saying, I hope you get it.
Wouldn't it be great is not the same as I hope you get it.
I mean, if you just got it somehow.
Okay.
You know, if you, I don't know, stubbed your toe and got bird flu from it.
Because that happens.
And then.
But anyway, so you wished me bird flu. The chair was like rocking back and forth. I couldn't sit straight in the chair, which was not a personal problem. The chair was malfunctioning. And then now my earphones won't work right. the pop off.
We're off to a good show.
It's going to be a fantastic show.
It could be a humdinger.
How about that snowstorm?
Gnarly.
I mean, it was cold today.
Dude, it was
when
cold
I left the house.
Yesterday.
Yeah, but today it's like 9.
And I'm further north now. So
yeah, you are.
I'm at a higher elevation. It's nippy. It is nippy.
So, you were going. Oh, so Alec was. He called you and said our schedule is not ideal.
Yeah, I think he was hoping to express himself on multiple levels.
He's just to NPR. Where there's
just
no
talking.
There's no competitive. There's no competitive incentive for NPR to ever do good radio. So they just let you go for as long as
NPR
you want.
Is good radio. You're jaded, Kevin.
Why do they have such low ratings?
You live in a box.
Why do they have so few people actually listening to them?
Well, probably because they're donor-based.
No. If they're doing good radio, then you're going to draw an audience because you're good.
Well, you know.
Why would their stations suck wind if they didn't have public broadcasting paying their bills? They'd never be able to
compete. There's your bumper sticker. Don't suck wind. Do not listen to NPR.
What? But in all honesty,
that bumper sticker ripped right up.
If they could pay their own way in the commercial market, they would. If they ever were made to compete against commercial stations, they'd fall flat on their nose.
So let's just say they're a different animal.
Yeah, but they publicly have funded but from they yours have, and my but, tax dollars. And if they didn't get those, they would be out of business. They stink. They have no ratings.
I have found some of their content to be intriguing.
Good. I'm glad for you.
And artistic.
I do like some
and
of the
meaningful.
Creative stuff that's come through them over the years. But as a general format, they suck wind. Would you stop hitting the microphone? That doesn't sound good anywhere. Not on the radio, not on television, not on the tree, not in the car. Well, just let me be, Sam I Am. So, Stephen has evidently gotten the bird flu.
I was just going to say that. I just got cerebral bird flu. Intellectual bird flu. Who's
intellectual
saying
right bird
now?
Flu?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know. I think.
Okay, so this is Baldwin McCullough Live. Our number is
888-340-3373.
Yeah. 888-340-3373.
Correct.
And this is the finest 2 hours of radio in the galaxy. We got lots of. What's your topic? This is no fair. This is what you do to me. I get here. By the way, can I get a big round of applause?
Whatever he's about to say.
Of the Baldwin McCullough tribe.
Whatever he's about to say.
I was not late for the first show of 2014.
That's true. I'll give it up for Stevie B. He was here on time. You're one for one in 2014. You're batting 1,000, my friend.
Isn't that something?
That is cool.
I got that going for me.
We'll see how many weeks into the first month it takes to make that happen. We'll just see.
I'm trying.
I'm going to push you every week. I'm just going to needle you a little bit. Because then you'll be like, no, I'll show him next week.
What's it, my New Year's resolution? My New Year's resolution is to not meet this really important obligation. It's just my radio show that we do. You know, no big deal. Millions of people hear us.
My New Year's resolution, just to try. I'm just going to try.
You couldn't even say resolution.
I'm not even going to tell you what I'm trying
at.
I'm just going to try. No, so you wanted to know topics. Well, you brought up an interesting one. I actually like yours because it actually played into a very intense conversation the lovely bride and I had last night.
Ooh.
I never thought I'd hear some of the things come out of her mouth that I heard her say. And
yes!
It almost caused me to say, who are you and what did you do with the
yes!
lovely bride?
Did she swing a little left, buddy?
There was a little nanny stater.
Yeah! See, now, if I'm sounding more like the lovely bride...
In this case, that's not good, because you're both wrong. Yeah. See, he always measures, and I told her this. I said, you know, Stephen looks up to you. He measures himself by your approval. She's like, why does he do that?
I said,
because he's afraid of you.
What's that SNL skit where there's the famous guy who talks like this, who does and they go, wrong, you're wrong. Who's the guy who does the older guy And they
this moment of stellar radio being brought to you tonight by NPR.
I'm sorry.
Where we are seeking your contributions to keep this mildly but neurotic.
I'll figure it out in the break, and then you'll tell me, oh, yeah, it's the guy that I can't think of it.
This other stellar moment.
But I love how you go. I love how you just went, and you're both wrong.
Yeah, no, you both are.
Wrong. I'm Kevin McCullough. Therefore, wrong. You're wrong.
Yeah. But the difference
what did your wife say?
But the difference is I can tell you why you're wrong. That's the difference.
Ah.
Yes. I can point out. I can show you.
Man.
Simply.
Let's be rough
not,
being you.
Not why.
Well, because just to know all of this. Just to have all the answers.
It's a burden I bear. Yeah. I bear. no, I can actually pinpoint the wrongness that you and the lovely bride both have. But, yeah, I'll come up with something to talk about before we're done. He's Baldwin, I'm McCullough, and it's Saturday. Stay warm.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to AMTCAudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Thank you for being here. Thank you for telling your friends about us and for hanging out with us on Saturday nights. I'm not going to say it's the most spectacular, fantastic, gigantic, enormous radio show ever done. I'll leave that for Stephen to say. We just really appreciate you being here, and we try to have some fun while we're at it. 888-340-3373. So, Mr. Baldwin.
Sir.
You said, you were telling me before we got on the air tonight, that in our city, people need to know this in other parts of the country, our city is about to become pre-KGB Moscow. I mean, it's going to be
cool.
The worst place to live in the United States very, very soon, because the new communist has become mayor. And he makes Barack Obama look like Rush Limbaugh. That's how bad Mayor de Blasio is. So get ready for everything to start falling apart. Security from the police department's going to go, you know, wacky upside down the other. I mean, it's just going to be, it's not going to be the city that you come to love and appreciate for the
last 12 years. Don't sugarcoat it, Kevin.
Yeah.
Tell us how you really feel.
So communist de Blasio in power now. And he, you know what he did on the snowstorm day? He got up and he was like, well, son, what do you think about the schools today? And his dad, his son goes, well, it's kind of snowing out there, Dad. He goes, I'm going to go out and shovel the sidewalks. So he goes out and comes back in. Okay, son, I'm going to cancel school just because you don't think you should go to the school today. So he did. Canceled New York City schools. They all shut down the day after the snow got there because his son said, I think that the schools should be shut down.
Yeah.
We're in for a wild ride.
Well, hold on a second.
It's going to get real nutty.
Because if you ask me, that's kind of cool.
That's one of the dumbest ways to run a city anybody's ever come up with.
Well, this is the perfect segue.
That and
for
his
all this.
Cokehead daughter. Like, those are now your city council. Oh, I'm sorry. She recovered. Yeah. So okay. Well,
easy.
There we go.
First show of the new year, Tiger. Calm down. But my point is,
yes,
maybe there's some good common sense for the mayor to ask his son, you know, out of the mouths of babes. Who knows?
Yeah, or his son just wanted to, you know, like.
Well, no, that's kind of secretly where I'm going with this. Because if it was
skip school.
If Stevie B's dad was mayor and he asked,
yeah.
Steve, I'd have canceled school for the year.
Yeah. Hey, Dad, I don't think it's going to not snow for the next 12 months.
I think I'm going to be so traumatized just from this snowstorm, I can't go for the rest of the year. Cancel it for the rest of the year.
So anyway, welcome to the new New York, where we used to have a really cool city and really nice people. And you know what's funny? He got up when he got sworn in this week, and he goes, by the way, every single thing I said on the campaign trail about wanting to turn this city into a communist Sodom and Gomorrah, I am going to keep those promises 1,000%.
Communist
and
Sodom.
Here comes Bill Clinton. Here comes Bill Clinton, who swore
him
on the Bible right behind him. And Clinton goes, hey, and by the way, I agree with everything that he just said, because I think it should be what we do here. We should just have absolute anarchy, just sex in the alleys, in the streets, wherever you want, and who cares if they pick up the garbage?
Is that where it's going, you think?
I don't know. It's gonna get bad.
So this guy's gnarly.
He makes Barack Obama look like moderate.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, he's pretty far to the
left. Think he's gonna legalize marijuana?
Yeah.
Or try to push for that?
Sure. Why wouldn't he?
Yeah. Wow. He's kind of the hippy-dippy-trippy dude, isn't he?
He's out there, man. Yeah. And he's never not been bold. And this is what I wrote about for my piece, not the de Blasio thing, but We live in a very weird world as of tonight. This week there were three stories that caught my eye, and I don't plan on talking about any of them because I think what you want to talk about is the most interesting. But in summary, there's some nuns in Colorado that sued the government over Obamacare.
Right.
They want to try to take care of old people, and they want to pay their employees according to the rules of the Catholic Church because they're nuns, right?
Right.
So they don't want to like be paying for their nurses and everybody else's abortions that work for them.
Mm-hmm.
And Obamacare makes you pay for their abortions.
Right.
So they want to pay for that. They want to have anything to do with it. I guess in Catholic teaching, like if you even drive the girl to the abortion clinic, you've committed the abortion with her.
Right.
That's the way it looks.
Right.
So you got that story. And so they get a reprieve from Obama's Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor.
Yes.
She goes, okay, until the court decides to listen to it, we're going to let you guys hit pause. You don't have to pay for the abortions.
Right.
And the nuns are like, yay, this is reasonable.
Right.
And the nuns are actually friendly to Obamacare, except for these like weird mandates that says, you know, like nuns have to pay for abortion.
Mm-hmm.
So the next day, it's not even 24 hours, and the Obama administration's in court going, no, you can't let those nuns not pay for abortions.
I know, I read that.
24 hours. You couldn't, like, give it the weekend?
Now, break that down for the dumb guy sitting across from you. So, literally, Sotomayor said, pause.
Right.
And they came right back with, no,
don't even
pause.
Let the pause.
So, another way of saying this is, Barack Obama and his administration are saying that those nuns should not have the religious right to say, this doesn't work for what we believe in.
Correct. Our Correct. That's what they're arguing. And they're
wow.
When you get into the real minutia technical part of the case, like they want to force the nun to believe that it's not a sin to commit the abortion. And the argument of the nuns altogether is, but we do believe that. And if you make us participate in the process at all, including providing the monies or the insurance that creates the abortion, you're violating our conscience.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, no, we're not.
That's just a problem you have.
No, we're not. No, you don't understand, stupid nuns. We, the Obama administration, we are God. We tell you what's sin and what's not sin. You don't have to believe your stupid conscience. Whatever God tells you, that's not real. You will listen only to us. Yeah, that's kind of where it's. So there was that story. Now, how weird in the universe of weirdness, how weird does it have to be to say that the American government, which has always been democratic and, you know, the representation of freedom, is trying to force nuns to participate in abortion? That's kind of weird. That's pretty weird. Then you
Very
got this
weird.
Story out of California, where the Supreme Court there said, no, it's okay. Illegal immigrants can get a law license in our state.
I don't even know about that.
Yeah. Well, they said illegal immigrants can get law licenses in our state. So
how does that work?
Illegal immigrants that are breaking the law by their very presence in the state of California can now practice the law of the state of California, and somehow that's legal and binding. And ratified, because the court said, yeah, if you're an illegal, you can practice. So, even though federal law says you can't give them a law license, because guess what? They're not legally here.
Right.
How can you have a criminal be given a law license?
Hold on a second, for the dumb guy sitting across from you. So did this law pass?
No, sorry, yeah. Supreme Court in the state signed off on it. Said, yep, it's constitutional in our state. We're going to let it stand.
Yeah.
And then there's the one that this law did go into effect where now boys can go into girls' locker rooms.
Wow.
It was backward
well,
week just, in America.
Well, I'll tell you about what I'm thinking.
Yeah, when
right
we come
after
back.
This.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say, show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. The number is 888-340-3373. Once again, 888-340-3373. I'm kind of the kinder, gentler Baldwin brother here on this program, the best 2 hours of radio in the galaxy. But Kevin, who said the new mayor, what'd you say he was? That was awesome.
Well, the newly elected communist mayor that New York City has,
who's going to turn New York into a communist Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's, how do you do that? How do you just have the chutzpah to say things like that? That's crazy.
Well, I don't have
How
to go
much
home
did
to
he
him.
Win by? Did he win by a lot?
70%.
So 70% of New Yorkers.
No. 70% of the voters that voted in the election.
Oh, yeah, there
was, it was a low turnout election.
Right.
But it was a pretty big landslide for. And you know what? He benefits from the all the good that Giuliani and Bloomberg did, especially in the. Protection of the people and crime and so forth. You know, they really got crime rates down. So New York became the safest big city in the world.
Right.
And he's promised to undo everything that they did. So
who replaces Machine Gun Kelly there?
We don't know yet.
Oh, there's not a new guy?
Well, I think a new guy's been named. I don't remember his name.
Is he, like, just totally unqualified or something?
I don't know, but if Sharpton says he likes him, that immediately throws a red flag in my direction. Anyway, for those of you that are not in New York, I know this is intensely interesting to you.
Right.
But you were saying before we went on the air tonight that you had a little interaction at the grocery store or the bodega.
I can just imagine some of our other listeners right now going, "Who cares about what they think about New York City?"
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that there were some thinking that. That's why I apologize.
No, it's a good thing.
I apologize again.
Thank you.
That he revisited the issue.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm here.
Can't read my signs.
Create,
you know,
kind of
calling an audible
here on the program that
you run the
inevitably
the fly route. No, I want
to
cut over and in.
I'm
right
sorry.
Over the middle.
That's yeah, okay. But you have to understand, growing up as a Baldwin, we played a lot of touch football, killer football, and I was always kind of like my brother. Would go like, okay, so you go this way, you go that way, you go, and I didn't even understand what like the play that he called,
right.
And I realized that like I was off on the sidelines, going here, I'm open. And, like, I come back and go, why didn't you throw it? He'd go, like, no, you were perfect. He just, like, got me out of the play. You know what I mean? He's like, you go to that yellow cone 180 yards that way and just let me know if you're open.
Right. Because the field's only 100 yards long.
Exactly. So here's the funny thing.
Where were you at this? Were you at a bodega?
Yeah, I was buying newspapers,
uh-huh.
Those brilliant publications, Daily News, New York Post.
Stephen is one of the four people in the city that
New
still
York
buy
Times.
Those.
I read all that. I got to know what the enemy's doing. Oh, I'm sorry. And when I read a couple, like about, I guess, a week ago, or I don't know how long ago, it seemed to me, it wasn't de Blasio that did the e-cigarette law. That's the
new
law.
It was Bloomberg.
It was Bloomy on his way out, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
How cool is that guy? Kind of his last little kiss my backside. E-cigarettes are illegal now in New York. Electronic cigarettes
right.
are illegal.
And what are they made of?
Well, it depends. Some of them are... You know, chemical, schmemical stuff. They're all chemical stuff, but
right.
some of them are just an oil, like...
Because it gives you, what, a mist of nicotine?
Yes.
So instead of getting nicotine from the inhaled smoke...
Right.
You're getting some steam...
Right.
...that basically has the nicotine.
Right.
But there's no cancer-causing exhale that goes on here.
Well, I guess we don't know.
Well, the cancer-causing...
But wait a second. If there's nicotine in it...
No, you wait a second.
If there's nicotine in it...
Nicotine doesn't cause the cancer.
Oh.
It's the carcinogens of the smoke itself that causes the
cancer.
See,
now, if I'd known that, I could have debated this guy today, but go ahead.
So, at least that's my understanding. So, the reason e-cigarettes are safer is that you're not putting secondhand smoke back into the atmosphere for other people to breathe.
Right. So, I'm thinking, why would you make that illegal? It's like, okay, you can drink alcohol and drive your car and kill whoever. There's so many other, you know, things you can argue on this. But I'm standing there buying my newspaper, and this guy's looking at e-cigarettes, and I go, I figured I'd get somebody in agreement here. I go, kind of silly they made it illegal, huh? And the guy goes, no, I completely agree with it. I don't want to be sitting in a movie theater and some guy's exhaling some chemical that could kill my child. And I went, wow, you really feel... It's just an e-cigarette. I mean, the point of this whole e-cigarette thing is it's better. But this guy, no. And it made me say to myself, maybe the guy's got a point.
What do you mean?
Well, just maybe he's right that health-wise, because we don't know enough, there's certain decisions that the government makes for us that could be better for us. Similar to these decisions... recently about the gun laws, which we'll talk about when we come back from the break. So it made me think, is having a part-time nanny state good or bad?
Figures. He's the nanny stater.
four radio talk show hosts,
and a village called Kadwa.
Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Vida in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheet or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually have a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Brooklyn Tabernacle Pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com and get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
How's it going? Steve Baldwin here with Kevin McCullough. The fabulous program's called Baldwin McCullough Live.
Indeed.
The best 2 hours of radio. What's bigger than the whole galaxy?
I don't know.
The millennia-ness?
The entirety
of God's... bigger than the galaxy?
The entirety of God's created universe?
Google that for me, please. I need to know immediately.
Yeah.
What did she answer?
I don't know.
Universe. Universe. This is the best 2 hours of radio in the universe. Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373.
Still hasn't captured the
340
gift of underselling.
3373. I say we go right to line one just to start the new year off with a bang.
Well, we didn't even get into the topic yet.
No?
No. You were trying to explain the e-cigarette thing. So why do you think a part-time nanny state might be a good thing?
Well, as I said, with the new gun law-ness happening, which is they background checks what now, they're going to say, what really classifies somebody who's been registered as mentally ill or had a mental problem? And I said to myself, well, that's a good thing. Might be good to keep weapons out of the hands of people who, and of course, somebody like you is going to say, well, you know, what does that mean? And, you know, if I, you know, had a prescription for Xanax for 5 minutes, I can't get a gun anymore. No, there's just going to be some clarification there. So it made me say, if e-cigarettes are something that could be hazardous to the health of others, maybe the decision by the state government of New York in a part-time nanny state way to make the decision to make them illegal, maybe it's good.
Okay, I'll go one step further on this.
Uh-huh.
Because the lovely bride and I are sitting home.
Oh, yeah, you got to tell me this.
And I got off the phone. Actually, I got off Facebook with a friend from KKLA Radio out in California that had just said something on her status update about how stupid is it that we now have to put children in car seats until they're 8 years old. Now, evidently, that's the law in California, and she has an 8-year old, so now she's got to go find, you know, the newest car seat for whatever time. And that spurred this whole conversation between the lovely bride and I, and we got into this thing, and she's like, well, I don't know. I kind of see the value of having car seats. I said, the issue isn't whether or not the car seats are valuable, and the issue isn't whether or not it's wise to use them.
Right.
The issue is, why should the government tell me that I have to use one? When did the government become the great purveyor of what I should be doing as a parent in terms of how I raise my child?
We get your point. What did she say?
She goes, well, you don't think there's a difference at all between like an 8-year-old and an 8-month-old? Expecting me to go, oh, yeah, of course. No, I think we should have the car seats for the 8-month-old. But I threw her the curveball. I was like, no, I don't think that by law you should have to have car seats for an 8-month-old. I think if you are a parent and you want to be wise and you want to protect your child, you do the things that you should do to protect them. And so you buy a car seat because you love your child and you want to do what's right for your child because you're a good and responsible person. Not because the government's going, you better put that car seat in there. We're not going to let you take the baby home from the hospital.
But don't you think that if it wasn't a law, far more parents would make the poor judgment and jeopardize the well-being of that child?
When?
Yes or no? Answer.
It's an irrelevant question from this standpoint.
No, no.
Why should it have anything to do? Why should what I have to do by law have to do with anything to do with the way anybody else lives their life? You're going to subject me to legal ramification after legal ramification because you have some asinine, stupid person out there doing crazy stuff. When I'm a responsible tax-paying person that loves my family and seeks to do what I do from the discerning viewpoint of what is good for them.
Unfortunately,
when you tell me I have to put a car seat in my car, you can tell me what I have to feed my child.
No.
If you tell me what I have to do to safely transport my child from point A to point
well,
B,
listen.
Then you can say what I'm allowed to dress them
okay,
in.
But
it's
then,
just
but
a degree
then,
of separation.
But wait a second, because now we can go way off course here. So then why is there a 55-mile-an-hour speed limit? So then why is there this? Why is there traffic lights? Why is there stop signs?
People that would come to that would say, well, because the government is necessary, and they're only looking out for the well-being of everybody. But government never looks out for the well-being of everybody. We write laws from the worst possible position. We normally wait until something bad happens, and then some liberal goes, oh, well, we should create a law that would prevent that from happening. And you know what happens when we have that? We get people, like in California now, saying, well, when transgendered kids in high school feel put out, we should just let them go into the opposite gender's locker room. Because that would solve the problem of them feeling a certain way. Get the government as far out of my life as is humanly possible, and we will live at peace. You come crawling up in my business, you get up in my nose hairs, get ready for it. Because and this is the new country that we're living in now. They're coming after us. They are going to want to control every single thing we do. And until they're completely out of my life, it's not going to be good. I want the government gone. I don't want to be told to put a car seat in my car. 888-340-3373. So Stephen says, what's wrong with the little nanny state? And I say,
part-time nanny state.
You let a little nanny state in, you let them all in. Because it's just a matter of time.
I don't know.
You watch. You watch what happens in New York over the next 4 years.
I think the e-cigarette thing was maybe a good idea. I think the new background checks on gun laws might be a good thing.
All right. 888-340-3373. He's your local liberal tonight, Stephen Baldwin. I'm the clear-thinking conservative, Kevin McCullough.
But here's why I say what I say.
Go ahead.
Because I don't agree with you about one thing.
What's that?
I think it is the government's job to decide for all, because unfortunately, there's a bunch of bad apples in the bunch.
So let them weed themselves out of society.
What does that mean?
Let them do their stupidity and blow themselves up. It is not the responsibility of the rest of the law-abiding culture to sit there and go, well, we have to reorder everything in our lives so that these idiots don't kill themselves.
But you make an interesting
point. That's not freedom.
And when we come back, I'm going to address this. You know how now when you go to airports, you can get like this this TSA clearance?
Yes, the special pass.
Maybe we need to start having that for the culture.
All idiots in this lane here. Everybody else go that way.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com. And get started today for free.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
It's the best 2 hours in radio in the entire universe. Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
It's galactically good, dude.
Baldwin McCullough Live, numbers 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We're about to go to the phones here, but I think part-time nanny state, it could be a good thing. Part-time. I think there may be some things about what...
And
you know,
who's going to tell the government when they've gone too far in their part-time capacity?
You, Kevin McCullough, you!
I mean, how do you judge?
You will tell them!
The problem with government is if you give them part-time, they'll just take full-time.
De Blasio, that communist leader of Sodom and Gomorrah, New York City!
Wait until we're 40 years down the road. Wait till you see what happens to your city.
I'm on your side. I moved up into the, like, I'm up in a log cabin now. I'm prepping, son. I'm prepping. I'm one of these prepper dudes.
25 5-gallon cans of beans in his basement.
Totally.
Yeah. Bob, I'm sorry, not Bob, Ralph, line one in Red Bank, New Jersey.
It's the first call of 2014.
On AM 970.
Our good buddy Ralph.
You know, when you say get the government off the bus, you are continuing the legacy of the late, great Bob Grant, and in tribute and in memory of him. First of all, I want to say this to Lady Josephine. Let your heart not be down, because our thoughts, prayers, sympathy, and love goes with you in this moment of grief and this hour of loss. And in tribute to Bob Grant, I want to say this. Life is not measured by every breath that you take, but by the moment that takes your breath away.
Hmm.
I consider myself a lucky man in that when these strangers came to the same land, Reagan was in the White House, Bob Grant was on talk radio, he was the pioneer, he was the golden standard for others to follow on this format that we take for granted today as talk radio.
Yeah.
That was the heyday and the golden age of radio. And Michael Jackson was playing on the FM,
Ralph, there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. If Bob Grant had never been given a microphone, a certain man named Rush Limbaugh would have never been given a microphone.
Yes.
And none of the rest of the talk radio industry would have ever existed.
One came on because of him. You guys remember Curtis and Lisa Lee, where he was mentor.
Sure.
And inspired by Bob Grant.
Yeah.
Okay. Before the parting of ways happened, there was a Curtis Lee and Lisa Sliwa on the radio. And those were the heady and the golden age of radio, when Bob Grant and Barry Park and all the rest of them was on.
Yep.
And I thank you for, allowing
Thanks, Ralph.
Me to
Ralph, Happy New Year to you, buddy.
Oh, that's nice.
Appreciate
Ralph calling.
Calling.
A little shout out to Bob Grant.
Yep. Is he gone?
I think that's kind of nice.
Did he officially leave?
On our program.
He didn't mention Obama once.
Like,
we should throw a parade in his honor.
He was so traumatized about Bob Grant.
Hey, he was breaking up there.
Yeah.
Bob's passing was a moving thing.
We love Bob Grant.
I don't think that Bob ever appeared on the frequencies we're on, but.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?